The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My name is Andy Spiteri, and I'm joined on this very special night by Dakota Lasky, as always. Dak, how are you doing today?
Oh, Andy. I'm good. I don't have any news for you. I'm pretty good, just, you know, going through the motions. I can't believe that it's November 2020, which is absolutely wild to me. I've just been chilling, doing, you know, been busy with work, got the holidays coming up. Hopefully, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing for Thanksgiving, so I still got to figure that out with the whole, you know, pandemic and need to social distance and mask thing. Just been chilling, watching and playing some Valorant, playing some Halo, playing a little Metroid, obviously. I played some more AM2R after we recorded that last episode, which I know you did as well, and that was a great episode, so I was like, I got to play some more of this. And yeah, things are good. How are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great. This is my last recording of the Omega Metroid podcast for my current location, my current setup, my current townhouse. I'm on the move this weekend, so next week it'll be a brand new office, brand new setup, so I'm really excited about that. And I think it'll be cool. Now I finally have room to, like, display all my Metroid toys and stuff like that, so I'm gonna take some pictures once I got my setup done and tweet it out for you guys. I will say, a little blast from the Canadian past for you, Dak. We pretty much just had, like, a non-Thanksgiving over here. It didn't really have that Thanksgiving kind of vibe this year, unfortunately. Yeah. But you know what? That's okay, because 2020 is almost over, and hopefully 2021 will be better.
I don't know, man. 2021 could be worse. I don't know. I'm not as hopeful as you are. I'm not as optimistic.
Well, I am incredibly optimistic that we are going to have a fantastic show today. We got a little treat for you, actually. We're gonna be talking some music, and we're going to be playing some music throughout this whole episode. So, play some little clips of our favorite Metroid music. We'll have it going on in the background. But before we get there, you just mentioned that you'd been playing AM2R. I also finished AM2R this weekend. And our boy himself, Dr. M64, gave us a shout-out over on Twitter, saying that he appreciated the kind words for the Hydro Station and the analysis of the game. So very, very cool that he's checking out the Omega Metroid podcast. And we wanted to give him a shout-out, say thank you for telling his fans about the podcast. So very, very cool.
Yes, and also acknowledging our love for Arachnus, which at this point, let's give Arachnus their own game. People are like, well, we Ridley needs a game. Nah, Arachnus. Arachnus the game. I want a prequel where we follow the life of Arachnus until, we kill him again in Fusion or whatever. But yeah, love Arachnus in that game. AM2R is really great. If you missed last week's episode, I don't know what you're doing, but go check it out. And certainly check out AM2R, because it is a absolutely fantastic Metroid game that isn't a real Metroid game, but it really is, and honestly competes with them, if not is better in some ways, if not many ways, if not all of them, you know, depending on who you ask. So yeah, great game. Shout outs to him for giving us that shout out. That was really cool to, you know, hear some nice words from Dr. M64, right? Like, that's pretty cool to hear from the dev themselves, right? So that's pretty cool. Yeah, shout outs. So that's cool.
And I don't want to seem like I'm sucking up to Milton too badly here, but he also
first name basis. Okay.
I have a Twitter just like he does. But, like, this dude has also made probably the 2020 game of the year in Ori and the Will of the Wisps. He didn't make it by himself, like, with AM2R, but still, this is a pretty decent resume that this guy's got going on, so shout out to him. We should also probably touch on the rumors that are swirling around the internet about Metroid Samus Returns on the Switch, which on one hand feels like this is fairly far-fetched, but on the other hand, it is nice to hear some Metroid rumors, you know, kind of making their way about, even if, you know, even if they're not true, or maybe they don't have as much grounds in fact as they possibly could. We're actually going to do a deep dive into Samus Returns on the Switch very, very soon, maybe even next week, but for now, we just wanted to at least acknowledge that is out there and kind of, you know, give our two cents and let you guys know that, you know, we're going to be doing a deep dive into this.
Well, I got to say, I wish it was a rumor, because it's not even a rumor. It's like, it's not even a leak. It was just a mistake. Some, like, you know, company that makes skins for the Switch, right, like, gets their product on a Nintendo site or whatever site it was on, and it had, like, a photoshopped image of Samus Returns on the Switch, but, like, they're clearly just using the most recent Metroid game. And most likely what I think happened is, like, the company provided art assets that, like, some person at their company quickly photoshopped together. They sent it to Nintendo, or it was automatically sent, which can happen with, like, content management systems, and it got uploaded to the site erroneously. And I think people are like, oh, it was a leak. A leak is like there was information that has like some kind of like verification in terms of who's offering it, or it's just information that like isn't a photoshopped image, right? Like not even like a good Photoshop, right? It's very clearly like a very clearly just a easy 5 minutes or less touch up. And that being said,
for context here, there's also the exact same image with different skins with Animal Crossing,
exactly,
with Super Mario Odyssey. So it's almost 100% sure not a leak. It's exactly like you said. It's probably just an erroneous picture, but you know it is kind of fun to at least pretend for a little bit. I think the funniest part actually is that you know they have the skins are Super Metroid skins, and you have Super Metroid on the Switch.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that they made the Super Metroid skins because, like, yeah, they're tying it into the fact that you can play it on your Switch. And then I think just the image being used was just a separate occurrence, right? They just picked another Metroid. Someone might maybe have just gone on Google and typed in Metroid and, like, picked something, right? Like, I understand because it's like, there's nothing to talk about these days, right? Like, we just come up with topics every week, like, out of a hat or whatever. Not literally, but... And there's, like, no news. We don't know what's going on. Like, people talk about, like, job listings and building upgrades and all that. So I don't blame people for speculating. And to be honest, I do think that Samus Returns being ported or upgraded or whatever,
you know,
to the Switch is...
Wait.
Well, I'm going to say that. We're obviously going to go into it, but I think that's a possibility. I just don't think that this is evidence of it, so...
Yeah, let's save that talk. I agree with you. I don't think there's evidence. Actually, speaking of mistakes, I just noticed this, which is hilarious. The Super Mario Odyssey screen of this has Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time grips on the side of its Joy-Con. So, obviously, they weren't doing too much attention to detail on this. But yeah, I think there's a lot of meat on the bone of what Samus Returns could offer to the Switch, could not, what that could do for Metroid. And we'll get into that. But... let's have a little bit of fun first here tonight, Dak. We had mentioned last week that the Hydro Station music from AM2R was like such a great piece of music, and I was kind of thinking about Metroid music this week, and again, not to kind of get sucked in here, and I don't usually get drawn into the AM2R versus Samus Returns talk, but I think that one decided advantage that AM2R has over that game is definitely music. So I was kind of thinking to myself, like, man, Metroid has some great music. But instead of doing an episode on our favorite Metroid tracks, which we will do eventually, what my idea was, you know, Metroid has a lot of great music, but it doesn't have that one, like, main theme that everybody knows and recognizes. Some would argue that maybe it does, but, like, it doesn't have that main theme on the same kind of level that Super Mario has its main theme, or Legend of Zelda has its main theme, or whatever. So I proposed to Dak that I'm going to give him, and he's going to give me some as well, some song choices here, songs from the Metroid series, and we're going to rate them on a 1 to 10 scale of iconicness, with 1 being not very iconic at all, as no place being talked about in the main theme of Metroid discussion, and 10 being absolutely, this is it, this is the main theme, this is the most famous Metroid song ever. So, with those rules of engagement being thrown down, Dak, are you ready to talk some music here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so I'm gonna let actually you make the first pitch here, because I was surprised that you added this one in. But the first pitch, or the first song, is the Norfair theme. And to be clear, the Norfair theme as it appears in Metroid on the NES and Metroid Zero Mission. Dak, tell me why you think that this one fits the bill.
Well, I've played a lot of Zero Mission, right? So I've been in Norfair a ton. I wouldn't, you know, you were calling it like the NES theme, and I forgot that it's pretty much the same thing, right? Obviously, but I don't know. This theme always like really stuck out to me because it had like it mixes a lot of different like styles of Metroid songs. I think it kind of has that like slower kind of build up, has a little of that piano, but also like the deeper synths and like the percussion in the back. Like it's such a really solid mixture of like sounds, right? But I also think because you go into that area so often, it's like any area I think from the original or like Zero Mission, right, like carries those themes that you've heard so many times. They've been remixed a bunch of times too. It has that like underground, but you're not like lost underground. It's more of like you're in this like hot area or you're in like a really dangerous area, and I've always associated with that. And I don't know, this is a theme that, at least for me, that I, like, when I was thinking, looking at your list, this is the one that immediately came to my head that was missing. I guess just because I've played Zero Mission a ton of times. But also, Norfair is a really cool area and an iconic area, I think, of Metroid, you know? And has been also put into Smash Bros., right? So it's featured there as well. So I definitely think it's like a good representation of Metroid overall.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It wasn't one that I thought of necessarily when thinking of, you know, kind of the Zero Mission NES Metroid music. But I mean, you're right, you do spend a ton of time in Metroid. It's a really catchy tune. I think that it's overshadowed by some of the other tracks in this game, so I would have rated it a little bit lower on my iconic scale. I would have said maybe like a 2 or a 3. But again, and just to be clear here, like there's not really a piece of Metroid music that I don't really like. I feel like I like almost every tune in Metroid. Like, music is just such a strength of this series. So this is a great tune, but not one that I would say, like, I feel like maybe your average person could listen to it and be like, oh yeah, this sounds great, but I don't remember where it's from. But I could be wrong.
That's
so
fair.
I don't know. I would give it a 3.
I think it's more of like a track where if you were to hear it, and you'd be like, oh yeah, this is a Metroid track. But yeah, like, I don't know if it's necessarily one that you'd be like, oh, this is like my go-to Metroid track, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a really good one, and it has that like Metroid character to it, right? Like, it's distinctly Metroid, I think. But I don't know if it's like the most iconic of tracks, but it is something that I thought of. So and like popped out to me first after seeing your list. So I don't know. I'd put like a 5 for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great choice. All right, well, here's another one that I was thinking of. So I just jotted down some of the more famous, to my mind, Metroid tracks. And one of them, which has been called a bunch of different names over the course of Metroid, is the Samus Aran theme, which is, you know, you hear it in Metroid Prime 3 when she's in the cockpit of her, you know, of her gunship. You hear it in Super Metroid, kind of in Criteria. I think it's just called the Samus theme. And This is another one where it's like, it's very, I don't know that I would say that it's like instantly iconic. Like, I'd give it a 5 on my iconic meter, but there is something to, you know, it is the main characters, the main heroine, it's her main theme, so I feel like that carries a little bit of weight to it. But maybe not as famous as some of the other ones on here, but I think that it's a really solid track. I think that it doesn't have a name kind of hurts it a little bit.
Isn't it just like
so many?
Yeah, it's just the theme of Samus Aran, or Samus's theme, I think is what it's called, I guess.
Yeah, like, I guess, like, for me, like, when I think of it, I kind of think of like Upper Criteria. So
right,
it's to me, it's just like her theme, but it's also the theme in Criteria, and like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think this isn't a super iconic. I mean, honestly, when I think of like what is Samus's theme, I think of Samus's fanfare, right? or just like the item fanfare, you know? That's what I go to when I think of what is like the theme song of Metroid, right? It's like the item fanfare almost. So this is more of like a, yeah, like either like a outro or like the Criteria theme. I think it's again iconic in terms of like it is a Metroid track through and through. Like you can't really mistake it for being anything else. But I don't know if it's super iconic. But I do like the thing I like about this track is a lot of other songs are, or like favorites or iconic ones, like don't sound as like heroic as this track does, right? It has a very like triumphant kind of tone to it, you know, where
dude,
like
I was just about to say that word. It's triumphant.
I love like how it sounds, and I think it distinctly sounds different from, even though it sounds Metroid, it still sounds pretty different from most other Metroid tracks, you know? Like there aren't many of the major Metroid themes that sound like this, that have that kind of like horn sound to it, right? I think this is probably the closest one to her main theme, I guess. It is her theme, but I don't know if it's like the most iconic. I would put this honestly around like a 5 as well, maybe a 4.
Okay. Well, let's move on. I think that this one might be decently famous. I'm interested to hear your take. The Metroid Prime title screen theme. Of course, the creepy it's like a remix of the intro from Super Metroid, kind of, but it goes on to really like kind of introduce us to all the weird kind of instruments and the synthy instruments that Metroid Prime, the trilogy, would really be defined by and really go on to like use repeatedly to such great effect. And, you know, for a lot of people, I think that Metroid Prime was their first Metroid game. It's still the best-selling Metroid game.
We're gonna do this. We're looking it up. By sales, the best-selling Metroid game. Yeah, it is Metroid Prime.
It's Metroid Prime. I was gonna say, I know it by sales it is, but maybe with remakes and stuff. I don't know. I mean, you've got Super Metroid on every platform ever on the Virtual Console, so maybe that's
true.
But anyways, I guess it doesn't matter. So the point is that tons of people, you know, their introduction to Metroid is that, and their first bit of Metroid music is like this title theme, which just feels like it kind of like rips your TV open and splinters its way out. It's such a creepy theme. I think I'd give it an 8 on my iconic meter. I wouldn't, you know, I don't think that anybody would mistake it and say like, you know, this is the equivalent of like the Zelda main theme for Metroid, but I think that it's like one of those ones, you hear it and you're like, Metroid Prime.
No, I mean, I think this is like the Metroid Prime theme, right? Like if you had to pick a theme for like the sub-series overall, like this is it. Like this is, and like this is iconic, right? Like I feel like everyone knows this. It's one of the best, I think, intro or menu music like tracks ever, I think, in gaming. Like it's so well done. It like I love how it's so Metroid Prime, but it has like, it, yeah, you're right. It like takes from obviously like Super Metroid, but it's so not bombastic, but there's so much going on, and it like immediately tells you that like this game is gonna be sick. Like it's not like it is a low key kind of game, but like you're gonna play a really awesome game, and the extra sound effects that like make it sound like something's like squirming and like the electrical kind of sounds that go with it. And of course I think it's also iconic because you can really easily put an image to your face or image to your mind when you listen to it, right? Like, or you hear it, it's you see that like the Metroid Prime logo over like the inside of the Metroid, right? And like the bulbous like organic like tendrils moving around and all of that, and the follicles, like that's like, it's immediately iconic in that way because you can associate it with that image too. And obviously it's the first thing you hear when you turn the game on, and I'm sure people who've played Metroid Prime have heard this so many times, and I remember letting it just play through, right? Like, how many like title screens do you really like sit there and listen to it all the way through unless it's really, really good? I'd give this a 9. I think this is one of the most iconic Metroid tracks like in the entire franchise, easily.
Okay, so we got an 8 and a 9. So far this one is like, this is it. This is the main one for us. Let's see if this next one can beat it. So one of the ones that I thought of when I was thinking of iconic Metroid music was Brinstar Depths. And I don't necessarily think that Metroid did anything to make this track famous. It just so happens that this is in Super Smash Bros. Melee, and this stage lived on in at least a couple other games, I think, in the franchise. And, you know, this is This is a great track in Smash Bros. It was one of my favorites. It's dark, it's creepy. You've got the image of Giant Kraid just smashing the stage around. I don't actually think that this track is all that particularly fantastic in Metroid or in Zero Mission. It's good, but I think that the Smash remix is far better and far creepier. And it's kind of weird, too, because usually Smash Bros. Will remix songs very, like, bombastically. And this one kind of went the other direction, where it's creepier and, to me, it really has that Metroid tone. So I think that a lot of people, when they hear this, would recognize, like, oh, that's that creepy Metroid song. So I don't think that it rises to the heights of some of the other ones that we'll talk about on our list here, but I think that this is a pretty memorable, like, Metroid track. I'd give it, like a 7, I think, on my Iconico-meter, as it were.
Well, I was going to give it, like, a 7 or 8, too, but I definitely disagree that this isn't one of the more iconic tracks. It 100% is. Honestly, it might even be, like, an 8 or a 9, too. I think because of Melee, this makes it such an iconic Metroid track. And the Melee rendition of it is definitely the best version. And when you got, like, the piano kind of synth, like, like, and fucking going off, and then you have, like, that's perfect. Like, that's that, right? Those two, like, chord, I don't know if you call them chord. I'm not, like, a music expert or musician, but, like, those chords or whatever it is, like, those progressions, or I don't know. I'm just trying to throw some music terms out to make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. Those, like, moments in the track, I think, are very standout. Like, I can immediately, like, it places me right back on that stage in Melee. And I know in Ultimate, actually, those are the only two times the stage shows up is in Melee and Ultimate. In Ultimate, they have another remix, which is like a violin-y kind of remix. I'm not a big fan of that one. But this one, yeah.
That one is no good.
This one perfectly captures that Metroid feel, but, like, really soups it up a little bit. I honestly might even give this an 8. This is a very iconic track to me, I think mostly because of Melee, but again, like, I think that's why it's in Smash, because it represents Metroid so well, and it is, like, already kind of a, I mean, at the time was a pretty, you know, because think of it, when Melee came out, there were only a few Metroid games at the time, there were only,
you know, only three games.
There was only three of them, well, I think, yeah, it was like three, so, right, like, you didn't, there are only so many tracks going into this game, so they only have so much to choose from, but I think this is 100% a very iconic Metroid track. Not only because it sounds very Metroid-y, but it's been used to represent Metroid outside of the games, and I think people would pick this track as something that represents Metroid otherwise.
Yeah, and that was kind of my point when I was saying, like, it is an iconic track, but I feel like Metroid itself didn't make it an iconic track. You know what I mean? I think, like, Smash made it.
I agree with that. Smash made it iconic, but it doesn't change the fact that it is iconic, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue against that at all. I think if it did not exist in Smash, this would be lower, but I mean, it does, and the Smash rendition is, you know, fantastic. Still probably one of my favorite Smash tracks, so I'm a little bit behind you. I'll give it a 7, but I think that this one is really good. Here's one that I pitched, I don't think you agreed with, but I'll try and make my case here, but maybe it's just recency bias. So I think that the surface theme of SR388 from Metroid 2, from Samus Returns, and from AM2R deserves to be in consideration because, I mean, first of all, it's in, I guess, quote-unquote, three Metroid games, two of them official, one a fan game, but, you know, it's been reused in three Metroid games, and, you know, Samus Returns is the last big Metroid game to come out. This is like the main theme of that game. I think that it's a fantastic track. It's very catchy. I think it's very catchy on the Game Boy even, which is pretty impressive considering, you know, that came out what's almost going to be 30 years ago now. So I think that this one has its place. It's a favorite of mine, but I also feel like, you know, maybe recency bias if people, you know, have just been playing Metroid Samus Returns or AM2R, which are, you know, the most recent Metroid titles to actually come out, and this being the main theme of those games, I don't know. I think that you could make a case for it. I wouldn't necessarily call it, like, as iconic as a lot of the other heavy hitters on our list here that we'll get to, but I think I'd give it, like, a solid 5. I don't know. I mean, it hasn't really been in Smash. It hasn't been remixed, which definitely holds it back. And maybe it is just recency bias, but yeah, I'm going to go 5, but I feel like you disagree, Dak.
I'm giving it a 1. I don't think this is iconic at all. Actually, this is the only track I had to look up and listen to again. I'm not gonna lie. It's a good track, I guess. It's honestly not one of my favorites. But it's a good one. I don't think it's iconic at all, though, because, I mean, I think you'd have to be very hard-pressed to find people who can even name or recognize this track. Like, a lot of, like, yeah, it's never been remixed, it's never been in Smash.
Oh,
it's
come only, on, what's, dude, what's the main theme of Metroid? I bet you people would bop to that.
No, I played Samus Returns and AmTOR recently, and I had to look it up. I'm sorry, this is not an iconic track at all. I was so surprised you put this down. This is, like, one of the least iconic tracks. Like, not least, but it's not even remotely close, as far as I'm concerned, to an iconic Metroid track. It doesn't... Because it hasn't been used a lot, it doesn't show up enough in the franchise or outside of it. It's not really, like... It doesn't seem very similar to other Metroid tracks either, to me. Yeah, I don't know. This is... And it's honestly not even, like, a very... I mean, it's a good track. It's fine. But I wouldn't say it's, like, one of my favorites or a great Metroid track or something that, like, stands in, like, this is good Metroid. Yeah, this is definitely... Honestly, it's so...
Easy one. This is a great Metroid track. I think it's like the synthy kind of upbeatness.
It's too upbeat.
Kind of gives you
that
feel when you first land on you know SR388. It kind of gives you that like you're in the wild kind of feel. Like there's a little bit of an adventurous tone to it, and like you know it gets more and more creepy as you descend further down into the planet, and like you hear the same arrangement, but it kind of changes, grows a little bit more slower, a little bit more sinister. I don't know. I think that this is like a fantastic Metroid track, but you know the fact that it's really, I mean, it's in three games, but it's the same game, and that kind of holds it back. And we probably won't. I can't imagine that we'll see this really pop up in future Metroid games because that's very clearly like the theme of Planet SR388, which is you know a million pieces by now floating in space. So yeah, it's. It's too bad, but I love this track. Man.
I mean, it's a good track.
I wanted to defend it.
You know, like it's not. Well, like that's the thing is that we're not picking our favorites here. Like we're picking iconic.
Yeah.
Like this isn't an iconic track, man. It's a good track for sure. I mean, it's cool. It's a good one, but it's not iconic at all. I mean, this is not even.
I think you could make the case like if you played Metroid 2. I mean, it's the main theme of three Metroid games.
It's the main theme of two Metroid games, and one of them is a remake of the other game. So it's really only the main theme of one Metroid game, and it's a theme of one Metroid game that like nobody played, even when they remade it. Nobody played it. Like,
I can't wait to talk about that next week. By the way.
Less people got Metroid 2 and I think Samus Returns than got only Prime. Or you know,
I believe that.
So
wait until this is released on the Switch, buddy. You're gonna be hear people.
Yeah, then
this
it's on the Switch,
and
then yes, then you can call me out on that. But until that is true, this is a solid one for me. Like I said, it's not a dig on the track at all. I think it's a good track. Right? Like I don't think it's a bad track, but in terms of iconic, not even remotely close.
All right. Let us know over on Twitter if you think this is iconic or not.
Yeah.
If you all say
no,
I'll shut
up. Andy's right. Yeah. Pick a side. You must
pick a side.
You must pick a side.
All right. So I think that one thing we can agree on here, Dak, is that all of the tracks that we've mentioned so far are, you know, they're pretty awesome, but they kind of exist more or less in their game, and they're not necessarily used throughout the series. I think that the rest of the tracks on our list appear in at least a couple different Metroid games and are remixed to certain degrees. So these ones are kind of on another level than the ones that we've mentioned here. Let's start off with the Norfair Ancient Ruins. I think that this could be a strong contender to be the most famous piece of Metroid music. I would give it like a 9, actually. And this is the theme that plays... You get into Super Metroid's lower Norfair. You're just about to fight Ridley. It's such a pounding track. You've heard it remade in the Magmoor Caverns. You've heard it remade in Samus Returns. There's an awesome remake of this in AM2R, actually, in the Tower, which I just absolutely love. This one is so strong. It's been remade so many different times. It's, you know, you hear it, you think Norfair, you think Ridley. You think this boss fight is coming up. You think of like all the fire going on. The pulsing beat of it makes it sound like you're marching towards, you know, a battle, which is what I think they're trying to convey here. And, you know, Dak, I'm like you. I'm no music expert. But, like, when I hear this, I get fired up. And I'm like, okay, danger incoming. I'm getting ready for a fight. So I would pick this one as a 9 on my list.
Yeah, this is a really good track. Definitely iconic. It's like the music that plays if you get, like, sent to hell or something, right? Like, it's like you're deep in there. And, yeah, no, I 100% agree. I'd probably give it an 8 or a 9. Maybe an 8.5. Or low 8 or something. This is definitely up there. Very iconic. I still don't think it's like as iconic as some other tracks, but it definitely helps that it's in Metroid Prime. I think a lot of people know like the Magmore Caverns version, right? That's like my favorite version of it. Though the AM2R rendition is also really good. Honestly, it's a track that like no matter how you do it, you can't really screw it up. It's really well done. It has that booming sound that is like not overwhelming, but it's very encapsulating. And yeah, this is a really solid track. I think it's, again, like has that like deeper percussion bassy synth sound that Metroid's really good at and distinctly sounds Metroid. So yeah, I definitely agree. But that's why like both I would say every Norfair track, maybe not like the Hot Lava area, that's not as like the kind of side Norfair track that sometimes shows up isn't as iconic, but like 2 out of 3 of the Norfair common tracks you get, I think, are pretty iconic. It's definitely one of them.
Yeah, and you know, I was a little bit surprised, and maybe it's just because I play a lot more Super Metroid than Zero Mission, although I play Zero Mission a fair bit, I think. But I was a little bit surprised when you said the other Norfair theme, because immediately when I hear the words Norfair, like, my brain thinks of, like, this pounding theme, like the over and over, like, when you're getting close to Ridley. So, yeah, to me, this is, like, such a solid track. It's easy to get stuck in your head. It's either the most or the second most remixed track of like the entire Metroid catalog. I think that maybe only one track can lay claim to getting remixed more times than this. But yeah, this is a contender, I think, to be like the track from Metroid. But let's keep it going and let's talk about Findrana Drifts, which we have talked about over on our Mapping Metroid episode, all about Findrana Drifts, which you guys should definitely check out over in the Omega Metroid archives. So technically, this theme was remixed in Metroid Prime 3 when you get to the snowy area. Correct me if I'm wrong, some areas of Federation Force, I think, try to kind of get the vibe.
I'm not going to correct you on that one, because I don't know.
maybe try is the operative word, because I don't know if they succeed, but this is a track that is just, it's so strong, it's so, if you've played Metroid Prime, this is probably the track that you think of when you think of that game. I know that we talked about the title screen earlier, but for me, like, this is the one when I think of Metroid. I think it's probably the most famous piece of music to come from that game. I think that everybody recognized, like, what a beautiful track it was. Like, it's just, it's so moody, it's so serene, it's so perfect for its environment that, you know, I think that this one was, you know, it has been remixed, but I think that this is a track that is so strong on its own that it's able to compete with, like, all of these other themes that we've heard that get used time and time and time again. I wouldn't be surprised to see this remixed at all in Metroid Prime 4 or subsequent Metroid Prime games. It's that good.
Yeah, it's a really good track. I'm trying to think, is this like a super iconic Metroid track though? Like overall, like in terms of like just in gaming, I'm thinking like this is like a Metroid fan's Metroid track. Like if you're a big fan of Metroid, you know this track, you love this track, and you tell everyone about it. But if you're not a huge fan of Metroid, I don't know if you would recognize it as often or as well as you would like the Brinstar theme or Ridley's theme or Norfair or like the Samus fanfare or something like that. I'm debating on whether or not I think that, because I'm not sure. At one point, or like on one hand, I think this is, you're right, this is a really iconic song from Metroid Prime, but overall in the whole franchise, is it as iconic compared to other tracks that have shown up more times and like have that, like, because this track sounds very different from other Metroid tracks. It's a track that, like, I think could work in other games and not necessarily in Metroid Prime. So it just is in Metroid Prime, and that's a great thing that it is, and Metroid Prime's a really good game. But I'm trying to think, is it like a really iconic track though? I think it's a track that, like, we think is really iconic because we're big Metroid fans, and like other big Metroid fans also love this track, but like casual Metroid fans, or people who know of Metroid but may not play it a lot or at all, would they know this track? I don't think they would recognize it as much or like be able to attach to Metroid. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I'm trying to think.
And you know what?
You get what I'm saying, though?
I do, because I was going to ask you this question if you were just like, yeah, I agree. Because I was like, I'm kind of the same way. I don't know either, because like, on one hand, I listen to a lot of those like playlists when I'm at work. It's just like relaxing Nintendo music or whatever, right? Like, yeah. This is on a lot of those playlists and stuff. And like, there's not really a lot of other Metroid tunes that pop up on there. And like, you kind of said it, like, it doesn't sound like a lot of other Metroid songs. So, like, I think that, I don't know, I think that maybe on one hand, like, everybody just realizes how good this track is, and maybe, you know, mm-hmm. I'm in the Metroid fan bubble, like you kind of suggested, but, like, I feel like everybody that listens to it knows how good it is, and when you pass it along, people say, like, oh, this is a really great track, they've maybe never played Metroid. You know what, I don't know, maybe you're right, maybe people recognize it as, like, a really good tune, but they maybe don't think Metroid, maybe... I don't know. That's a good question, and one that I was interested in asking. Because like, I think among Metroid fans, like, this is up there with your iconic tracks.
100% agree. I think it's a track that is iconic for Metroid Prime and like itself, but I don't know if that extends to the whole franchise, whereas I think some of these other tracks have a more encompassing kind of, you know, situation, right? Like, they appear in more games, they kind of, so like, it's a lot easier to attach them to like the Metroid franchise overall. Like, Phendronodrifts has only shown up in two games, and honestly, like, if you're gonna ask people, probably people only know it's from one game. Like, I doubt even as many people would know that it's like in Prime 3, kind of. So this is a hard one to rank. I want to rank it like a 6 or a 7. Yeah, because, like, I'm thinking it's... Phendronodrifts is such a good track, but at the same time, like, is it as iconic as Brinstar or the Ridley theme? Definitely not. It's definitely a Metroid fan's Metroid track, for sure. Like, this is something that is more for, like, the hardcore Metroid fan or someone who's really only played Prime. It's a hard one to rank. It's such a good track, but I have mixed in terms of how I would rank it. But if I'm ranking it in terms of quality and how much I like it, 10 out of 10, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I you know what? Maybe a 7 is accurate. And
yeah,
like
a 7. Yeah.
And after you brought it up, like, I feel like maybe I'm in the Metroid bubble here, because like, I think I'd be willing to say that among Metroid fans, you could rank this one right up there with like the Ridley theme, the Brinstar theme. I think that this track is that good, and even though it really only appears in like one game, I think that most Metroid fans would say like, this is an iconic piece of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like,
I agree with that.
I've seen it exist outside of like, you know, I've seen it exist on playlists that don't have any other Metroid music on it, but because it's on there maybe means it's a good tune, but it's not an iconic Metroid tune either.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's not something that, like, it's there because it's good and, oh, that's cool, it's a Metroid track. I think it's, like, it's just a really good track and it happens to be a Metroid song, you know?
I would love to hear everyone listening to this, tweet at us at Omega Metroid Pod. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, actually, because I think that this is a really interesting one, because when I'm making my list, I'm like, oh, Phendronodrifts, that's such a great song, and everybody loves it, and it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think it is, I think ultimately if I say yes or no, is it iconic, I would say yes. I just don't think, like, it's a 9 or a 10 for the whole Metroid franchise. If we're just talking about Metroid Prime, like, as a, just the sub-series, then yeah, this is 100% one of the top ones for sure. But yeah, this is still a great track nonetheless.
All right, let's keep it going here. Let's get into the real, real heavy hitters here, the ones that exist on an even higher tier, I think. I don't know, I guess you call this the intro theme. I said the intro to Super Metroid in particular, you know, the one like do-do-do, the feelings that you get when you listen to that are just so tense, they're so creepy, they're so atmospheric, they perfectly set the mood, and you know, they've been used in such success over so many different Metroid games. You know, even the Metroid Prime title screen is somewhat of an offshoot of this theme. For me, whenever I hear those chords just come in, it sends like shivers up my arm. Just get, you know, even 20 plus years later after I first played Super Metroid, you know, it still gets me going. I think that this one is like really. I think that this one is the first on our list here that you could say, like, this is the main theme of Metroid, because it typically appears on the title screen of every, or a lot of Metroid games, remixed in various different ways. Maybe not used as much. I think maybe the one thing that's holding it back is it's not... correct me if I'm wrong, Dak. I don't think it's in Smash Bros. A whole lot. I don't know if it's in Smash Bros. At all.
Yeah, I think actually. It is. I think it's on...
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's in Smash a couple times, actually. I want to say it, but I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure it is, though maybe I'm mixing that up with the Samus theme, because I know this, like, the theme of Samus is also in Smash. I think this is a really iconic... I honestly think, like, if this isn't the Metroid theme, it's, like, the Brinstar theme. Like, it's one of those, to be honest. Like, if we had to really pick one, like... I know we haven't talked about that other one yet, but, like, this one is... Yeah, this is, like... This is what you hear when you first start up the game, right? It's, like, in Super Metroid and like, Fusion, it makes that appearance, too. Like, it's... And also the breakdown towards the end when you have, like, the horns going and, like, the voices in the back, like the chanting and all, like, and like the it's so good, like the vocalizing I like too. It's but it has that like old, like punchy feel to it that like is so indicative of like that just style of game at the time. But honestly, I think this track's kind of ahead of its time too, to be honest. Like, it still sounds so good today. I would say this is the track so far in our list that I think has the best case to be the theme of Metroid, so to speak. But even though I'll still go back to the
think
fanfare.
I agree.
Yeah.
This is a 9.5 for me. And like, yeah, and so I've spent some time talking about the intro to this track, but like you're right, the back end of it, like the do-do-do-do, like that's just, oh, it's so good. Actually, I know that you're a fan of Run the Jewels, Deck, an old LP song called $4 Vic actually features the Zero Mission version of that bridge in the track on the
really
outro.
I never heard that. I gotta check that out.
Any rap fans out there, check that out. It's a really great track. It's such a great tune. I think that this is one of four that could contend, but this might actually be in the upper echelon. So I'm gonna say 9.5 for right now, and we'll come back and we'll crown the king Metroid song once we're done on our Iconicometer, once we're finished here. Let's keep it going. Let's talk about Ridley's theme, which, of course, didn't really start as Ridley's theme. It started as the escape theme in Super Metroid. And, you know, I actually... The first time that I really remember Nintendo calling this, like, versus Ridley and Ridley's theme was in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Up until the lead-up into that game, they released this track... this remix of this track, and like, it was awesome. It had guitars flying, it had like this really frantic like energy to it, and I was just like, this is awesome. And from that moment on, that's when I really started associating the track with Ridley. And of course, you know, this is used in most Ridley fights. You've got the Omega version, you've got the Samus Returns version, which we covered a couple weeks ago, which is just a wicked, wicked song. This is, you know, this is an absolutely great tune, but I think that it also can lay claim to, like, you know, being a Metroid theme song, because, you know, it also started off as just like a generic, not a generic piece, but like a regular piece of Super Metroid music that a lot of fans would have associated it with the game and not necessarily the character itself. And then, you know, it's been used in some of the most, like, roaring battles in the series and in its appearances in Smash. I think that this one could be a contender. I'm gonna put it at like 9.
This is a 10.
Maybe higher.
Easy 10. I wouldn't say it's the Metroid theme, but it is one of the most. I mean, it's one of the most iconic themes in like gaming. Like, so many people know this theme. Maybe if they don't even know Metroid, they know the Ridley theme, and it's like very. And it was. Yeah, you're right. It didn't start as the Ridley theme, but it is the Ridley theme now. Like, the fact that this guy has got his own theme that's been remixed, like, you got the original, you got the Meta Ridley, the Omega Ridley, the other M version, the set, like, they're, like, it just gets remixed. It has to be the most remixed, one of, if not the most remixed Metroid track in the entire franchise, and it shows up in, like, almost every game. This is a 10 out of 10 iconic Metroid track, 100%, like, you, so many people know it, and it, while I wouldn't say it is the Metroid theme, it is certainly, like, one of the most iconic tracks, 100%. You know it's from Metroid, you know what characters it's associated to. And it shows up a ton of times in Metroid, outside of Metroid. In relation to, unrelated to, yeah, this is an easy 10 for me. And of course it's a Ridley theme. Like, the Meta Ridley theme is one of my favorite tracks. Like, it's honestly, even like it's a track that even Other M couldn't screw up. Even the Other M version of this song is good.
Let's get it in.
But it's so good, even Other M couldn't screw it up. So, and Other M screwed up everything. So this is 100% a 10 for me, but I wouldn't say it's the Metroid theme, but it is a 10. In terms of iconicness for me.
Okay, so that's popping a 10 on your iconical meter.
Easy.
You know what? Maybe I'll go up to a 9.5, because I agree. This has been remixed, like, in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different games now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a lot of different Metroid remixes, and which is awesome. So, yeah, and there's probably some more that I'm forgetting, actually. But let's keep it moving here, and let's talk about the Brinstar theme from the NES and Zero Mission, which is also, this one is kind of being transformed over the years to being called the main Metroid theme. You know this from Super Smash Bros. You know it from the Omega Metroid podcast ads that we play over at Zelda Dungeon. Like, this is what Nintendo, I think, is trying to call the main Metroid theme, and I love it. It's a great theme. It's appeared in tons of different games, although curiously, not Super Metroid or Metroid Prime, which maybe holds it back a little bit for me. But, you know, Smash Bros. Is all over this theme as the main Metroid theme. I'm going to give this one a 9.5 again. It's very triumphant, and I particularly love the Smash Bros. Take on it when, like, it's kind of got the guitar wailing in there. I think that it sounds fantastic. Shout out to Metroid Prime Pinball, actually, for originating that theme. But I wouldn't say... I think that in terms of, like, a main Metroid theme, this is probably one of the most iconic, but I think that there's one more after this, which we'll get to in a bit, that I think takes the cake for me. But yeah, this one is... You know, this one is up there.
I think this is the Metroid theme, for sure. I think this is the 10... Another 10 for me, and the Metroid theme. Like, this is... I mean, this is the track that plays, like, at the beginning of the original Metroid, like, when you first able to play the game. The Zero Mission rendition is, I think, the most iconic track from that game. And then the Melee version, which, like, is almost a different track, I think. But, like, whoever is on the guitar just shredding. Like, going ham.
Oh, God.
And then...
Dak, I gotta ask you a question. And in that intro, do you like this start where it's like, Samus is under fire?
No, I hate that. I don't like...
You hate it? I love it. I think it's so good.
I hate when someone's talking over it. I don't know what it is about Metroid tracks that sometimes they gotta do that stupid narration over. I hate that. I don't know. I despise the narration
join
over
the
any
flight,
Metroid
down.
Track. I'm like, I don't need... Don't patronize me, okay? I'm already here listening to the track. You don't got to tell me what happens in the games. I know what happens in the games. I'm here listening to the Brinstar track.
Can't believe you.
100% hate that. But no, but like this, like the, I don't know, like the beginning drum, like the doom doom banana, like oh, and the guitar starts go from Melee at least, like that version, and like the breakdown later, the synthy breakdown. But even like the actual, and it has some really sick horns too in the back. It's so good. I think the Melee Brinstar theme itself is so iconic. But then just in general, the Brinstar theme I think is probably the most recognizable for any gamer. I think too. I feel like everyone's heard this track, and it's like literally the first music that plays in a Metroid game, like when you're actually playing the game, like when you're getting the Morph Ball in the original NES, like this is the song that's playing, I think. And that's like, that's the starting moment for Metroid, really, like going to the left, right, instead of going to the right. So I think that I would have to pick this as the Metroid theme. I'm curious what, well, not curious, but I mean, I'm just saying that I would have to pick this. If I were to pick one, this would be it for me, the Brinstar theme, yeah.
Right. Well, maybe I should clarify here. If I were to pick, like, a main Metroid theme, it would either be this or, like, the intro from Super Metroid. And that would be, like, the overall theme, I think, would be this.
Yeah, yes.
But maybe what I'm actually saying is, like, I don't think that it's the most recognizable Metroid track. And
I don't know. I think it is.
It might be.
Yeah.
But I think that there's one more that is slightly more recognizable, more iconic. So here's my pitch. I think that the Red Soil area of Brinstar is the most recognizable, iconic piece of Metroid music that has ever been created. It's been remixed in countless games. It's been in Smash, it's been in Metroid Prime 2, it's been in Metroid Samus Returns, this thing has been everywhere. Mm. When you go and type in Metroid Remix on YouTube, more often than not, you will get ton of results related to this. I listen to a lot of video game music playlists at work while I'm typing away. I listen to Radio Cutman. Like, this is the most remixed Metroid track, bar none, for me. I think that it also really encapsulates what makes Metroid great, which is why it's been remixed so much, because, you know, the Brinstar theme is fantastic, and I love it, but when I think of Metroid, I also don't really think of shredding guitars. It's great that they're there, but I think that this one really nails everything that Metroid should be. It's creepy, it's atmospheric, and I know that we're not talking about our favorite Metroid tracks, but I think that this one struck a chord with a lot of people, and that's why, you know, it's remixed as often as it is. That's why Nintendo goes back to it as often as they do. I think that if you were to play this piece of music, someone would be like, yeah, Metroid. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm biased because I really love this track, but I, Dak, would give this a 10. I'd give it my iconico... It's breaking my iconico-meter. What say you to this?
You make some good points. I think this is, again, though, a track that's like a Metroid fan's Metroid track. I don't know if this is as recognizable in overall as the original Brinstar, like, theme, but you might be right. I don't know. I'm not sure if my take on that perception or the perception of this song is valid or accurate, but this is a great track, obviously. I mean, it's one of the best tracks in the franchise overall. I think the reason why it's remixed so much, though, is because it's a lot simpler of a track. Like, there's way less going on, so you can add to it, right? And that's, I think, why it's been remixed so many times, because compared to the original Brinstar theme, which already has a little more going on, this, like the Super Metroid version of this, like, for example, like the lower Brinstar theme is a very basic, simple track. So, like, to build on that, to remix that, is a lot easier and more accessible than most other, if not any other, Metroid track. I think that's why it's been picked so often, just because of how it's built. But you're right, it has shown up in so many different things. It's been remixed so many times. I still think the main Brinstar theme is more iconic of a Metroid theme, because you still got to get to that one first. This one is a little, I don't know, it's like, it's too low-key, I think, to represent the whole franchise. It's too far on that side of the spectrum for me to say that, like, it represents and, like, is iconic of the whole franchise. It's a track that, like, it's, like, right up there, like, right next to it. I would give this a 9, for sure, a 9.5, but, like, the 10 I would give to the Brinstar and the Ridley themes, maybe I would, I'm not sure if I would, but this track is, like, it's also a very iconic one. I'd even say maybe it ties with those, right? Like, you could also give this to it, but would I say, is this the Metroid theme? No. I definitely wouldn't say this is, like, the theme of Metroid, like Brinstar would.
I agree.
But it is very
iconic. I wouldn't
say
it's a theme, but that's maybe the most recognizable.
Well, that's the thing, is that, what, you know, if you're going by iconic, it has to be really recognizable, right? Like, that's what icons are, recognizable. So, you know, like, when I'm going based on that, I don't think this is as recognizable as some other, like, not all of them, but some other tracks. This is a track that, you know, if you've played a lot of Metroid, right? But, like, is this, like, a track that, like, is go-to for the franchise overall, its perception for people who might not play Metroid as much, or in, like, another in a Smash game or something? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think it's as recognizable, so I wouldn't make it as iconic. It is a very good track, and does show up a lot, and it's, like, a Metroid fan's Metroid track for sure. But I would not say it's, like, when I'm thinking of the most iconic tracks, like, a 10 for me is a track that can represent the franchise, bar none. And the only tracks I think that can really do that is the Brinstar theme, and then, in a way, like, the Ridley theme, just because of how popular and how iconic it is. Like, at the very least, you know that's, like, immediately Metroid more than anything else, I think. Just because it shows up so often. So, but this track also shows up really often, too. I just don't think it has the same distinctive quality, just because it's a lot simpler of a track, and then it's been remixed so many times. Those other remixes, I think, have their own identities as their own tracks, I think. So, I don't know, it's a hard one too. But I wouldn't say this is a Metroid theme, so I don't know if it, like, an overall Metroid theme, so I don't know if I could give it a 10. But it has so many good remixes, and it is such a good track. Maybe I would give it a 10. It's like a 9.7, or something.
I think based on your criteria, I'm going to dig in even further and say, I think this is for sure. To me, because I think, like, the Ridley themes are ones, and the Brinstar themes are ones that I think of, like, they have so many different remixes, but those ones I feel like are more so their distinctive tracks, where, like, you're right, this is a simpler track, but, like, everything is derived from it, and you could tell, whereas, like, when I think of, like, I really love the Ridley theme, for example, but I don't really love Meta Ridley, and it's a remix,
what?
But it's...
What?
It also
the Meta
has
Ridley
its
version's the best. It's so good.
Don't you remember us fighting about this on our Ridley episode?
I mean, I might have blocked out what you said because I didn't agree.
Yeah, you pulled another M on me. Thanks for that. I don't know. I think I'm gonna stick to my guns, and I'm gonna go with Red Soil Brinstar here, which really needs a better name rather than Red Soil Brinstar.
Well, that's the thing too. Is the name is that, like, if you were to tell someone, hey man, like, what's the Ridley theme? You'd be like, oh, I know that. What's the Brinstar theme? Oh, I know that. Oh, what's the Brinstar, lower Brinstar, Red Soil theme? They'd be like, what? You know, like, it's one of those, like, it's a secondary theme. You can't have this theme without having, like, the original Brinstar theme, I don't think. This is, like, a theme that builds on the other ones.
I don't know, to me. I feel like it depends on if you started with Metroid or you started with Super Metroid. That's a big deal, I think, because Zero Mission, like, it remade the Brinstar theme, but, or maybe it actually.
But I didn't start with either of those
on...
games, like, you know, and
well,
I would
on,
still say that the this isn't as iconic as the actual.
Maybe
Brinstar
maybe
theme.
It depends on if you started with Super Metroid or you started with Super Smash Bros. Maybe that's it. See, I don't know, because the Brinstar theme is very prominent in Smash, and the Red Brinstar theme is less prominent. But I feel like overall in, like, the world of YouTube and remixes and music, I feel like the Red Brinstar theme is much more prominent than the Brinstar theme.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
agree with that.
Weigh in on this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think, again, it goes back to how the song is built. It's just a lot easier of a track to remix, and then by virtue of that, has been remixed more. So maybe that does make it more iconic. Like, that's just how it is. But I still think it would be hard for people to, like, really, like, name it or be able to, like, pick it out. Like, I think the other people have heard the Brinstar theme or, like, the Ridley theme, I think, more. This is such a background track to me. It's not, like, a theme. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an area, like, environmental background track. It's not, like, a representative theme of the franchise. So that's why I'm, like, hard-pressed to say it's as iconic as other tracks. I think just because we have played Metroid so often that we've heard it so many times, then, you know, you say you look, sit around or you're doing work and listening to Metroid remixes all the time. Of course, you know, if you're going to see that remix over and over and over again.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's not, I don't listen to Metroid remixes. I listen to, like, video game.
Okay, video game
remix.
Okay, fine. Yes. Well, okay. Fine. Video game remixes.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I can definitely see. It's more of, like, an ambiance.
It definitely, yeah. It's more of an ambiance. That's the same thing with Fendrana Drifts. It's not, like, a theme. It's an ambient background music track. It's still good, but it's not thematic. So I don't know if it's as iconic to me. But it's still really good. I give it 9.7.
I'm going to dig my heels in.
Do it.
And you can dig your heels in. And that's totally cool. I don't think that there's any wrong answers here, actually.
I agree,
which is nice. But yeah, I would really love to know what you guys, the listeners, are thinking of this and weigh in on this. Dak, before we get out of here, is there any pieces of music that you could think of that you thought of while we were recording that we kind of did dirty that maybe we should have mentioned?
I don't know about did dirty, because I think at this point we've named, I think even if we didn't agree of how iconic they are, I think this list of tracks is overall the most, minus the surface of SR388 track. I don't know why
I
included
knew you
that.
Were going to say that.
Not even remotely close. I don't know where you're going
get
with that.
Get out of here.
But let's say we got rid of that one and we listed all the other tracks. I think every track we talked about tonight is an iconic Metroid track to some degree, except that one. But, besides, so, like, I can't really think of other ones that are, like, iconic tracks we didn't name. I'm thinking in terms of tracks that I would have put, though, that are just, like, ones that I really like or whatever. I really think the Downed Frigate theme from Metroid Prime is so good. I don't think we did it dirty, though, but it was a track that I wanted to just bring up because I love that track so much. And also has a really, really good Metroid Metal theme. Remix. So, and shout out to the Metroid Metal. I've always been a big fan of Metroid Metal. I remember back when I did a Smash Bros. Podcast, like, mad long ago, Directional Influence, I reached out to them and asked them if I could use their music as my intro, and they let me. So I had Metroid Metal music for a while. So shout out to them, really good stuff. But they have a really good remix of, I think, all of the tracks that we've mentioned. So I
think their Super Metroid intro in particular is really good. Oh, you know what? I thought of another one, actually, speaking of Metroid Metal. Maybe the pirate music from Metroid
Oh,
Prime.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. That's, yeah, like, that frantic. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And, like, the boss medley theme, like, when they put all the bosses' themes together, the Ridley section is so good. Yeah, I could do a whole episode on Metroid Metal. I wish they still did more stuff, because that was one of my favorite things to listen to growing up.
So the two tracks, I think that maybe, I thought about these while we were going here, that maybe we could have included the pirate theme from Metroid Prime. I think that's a pretty, maybe that's, again, more of like a Metroids.
Yeah, Metroid track. Same with like Torvus Bog is another one. I don't know if that's like.
Torvus Bog, well, that's really just a remix of.
That's true.
Well, I guess the upper part isn't, but I think that one that you could maybe argue kind of is, you know, a little bit bigger, that a lot of more casual people would know, is Green Brinstar, or as it's often called, Overgrown with Vegetation. I think that that's a pretty famous track. I don't know if I'd put it in league with some of the other ones. I probably would have put it above Norfair.
Honestly, and, that one, I think we might have done this one dirty, I gotta say. The Green Brinstar theme is really good. I think this one we might have done dirty. I'd give this a 6. This is a pretty solid track. Not super iconic, but I think people would recognize it. It's a groovy track. I love this
one.
Let's pull
a quick one. I'll give it a 6 too. I think the only thing holding it back is it's not really been in anything else.
I think that's true. It's a banger,
I guess,
though.
Other than the Hydro
banger.
Station.
Yeah. It's a low-key banger, that's for sure. And you know what else is a really good track? Which I know is one of your favorite tracks. The background music that plays when you talk to Adam in Metroid Fusion. Oh, I know.
Love it.
I know you love stopping to talk to him every time. And I remember
I don't actually hear the music, because all I hear is me smashing the A button as fast as I can.
In fact, for all you listeners out there, I remember when me and Andy off the mic, off recording, when we were talking about a Metroid Fusion remake, he said, "I want to talk to Adam more. I hope that there are more instances where I stop in a room, in a nav room, and talk to Adam. I really like that." So if you all go on Twitter and let Andy know how much you like that, he'll reciprocate. He loves talking to Adam in Fusion.
Shout out to old Adam, particularly my boy Adam from Other M. He's my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
hell yeah. Let us know what tracks you think would be up there with the most iconic in the series. I'm really interested to see what you guys have to say about this, because my opinions were changing on the fly as we were talking about a lot of these tunes during this episode. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious. All right, well, that's going to do it for us for this week. Dak, anything you want to say before we head on out of here?
Oh, what was the name of that Run the Jewels track that you mentioned earlier? I forgot.
Okay, so for all you rap fans out there, it's an LP track. It's not Run the Jewels.
Oh, okay,
it's,
yeah, right.
It's off his album Cancer for Cure. It's the very last track. It's called $4 Vic. And you have to wait until the song seems like it's over, and then there's like a little outro part, and it has the Zero Mission music playing. It's awesome. It's so good.
I'm gonna check this song out afterward, and yeah, cool.
Awesome. All my jewel runners out there, you check this song out. I love Run the Jewels and Killer Mike and LP. All their stuff is great. All right, well, we hope that you thought that this episode was great. I love talking music. We don't talk about it enough here on the show. So again, let us know what you think. I'm so curious about this. Let us know over on Twitter at Spateri316 and at DakCity_. And of course at Omega Metroid Pod, tell Dak what an iconic track the surface of SR388 is. Tweet at us and let us know. And in the meantime, we're going to get out of here. You can check us out over on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You know the drill. Go and like and subscribe. Recommend us to a Metroid fan in your life. And we will be back next week to talk some Samus Returns. Until then, everybody, take care.